Did you know as humans, we all have these internal batteries, and some things, some activities, some people charge us up and they make us feel like a million bucks. And then there's some things, some activities, some people that drain us and just make us feel like we've got nothing more to give. And so on the show, we actually talk about all sorts of cool things to charge our batteries.
Absolutely. On this episode, you're going to want to tune in and listen, and we're going to talk about those challenges and those things that are definitely maybe those battery chargers and maybe those drainers, and then a little piece of advice on how to like kind of work those into your life and make it better. Hi there. Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Why You Worried About It. I am Lindsay Bush. I'm the HR director with Country Crossroads Counseling.
And hey, everybody, I'm Susie Arbo. I'm a licensed professional counselor. We're on this fabulous journey to a better you, a better us, better everything.
A better world. That's what we're trying to do right here, for sure. Yes. Thanks so much for joining us. We love the feedback. We've gotten so many this last couple of weeks, like people just saying how much they love to hear about it and you know, how it's impactful. And that just brings me so much joy, literally, because sometimes, you know, I know I get imposter syndrome. So I love hearing that it's actually touching people, and like just knowing that we're working through things together is so important. So
Yeah, and I know I screenshotted a couple messages that I got, and it was just really cool. They're like, we needed to hear that today. Thank you so much for doing that. So it's a lot of fun, and again, we want to hear anything that you guys ever have on your hearts too, because we're all human. Nobody has a perfect life. We're all going through stuff at any given time. So we're so excited today because you probably notice
Can
we
you
are not
see?
sitting in a barn. We're not sitting in our houses. We are in beautiful Herman, Missouri.
It's the wine country of the Midwest, people. It's so pretty here. If you haven't been, you need to come. It's so much fun. And that, I think, is kind of what we're going to talk about today a little bit, is like making memories, being in the moment, and literally like just things that bring you joy, and kind of removing the things that don't, because there are a lot of those. And I know I struggle with that. I have a really hard time with my boundary setting. And yeah, like I feel like there's a lot of people that kind of go through the things. You want to do more things that bring you joy, but to what is it we always say? When you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And that's hard. It's really hard as humans to like understand that, you know, going on a girls' trip, I'm leaving my kids at home and I feel bad, but at the same time, they are A-okay, they are perfect, and they are taken care of. So just kind of working through that stuff in your brain.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been actually doing this. You've been doing this for how many
I
years?
don't know. Here we stay at the same place, up, up, and away. Not to plug them, but it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
We've been doing it for at least, I think, 10 years here, and we came a few years before that too. So yeah, so
Yeah,
much fun.
exactly. And I think I've been coming for 7 years maybe on this trip.
Long
So,
time.
and it's all ages of people. It's a revolving group of ladies, and we have all ages from, 18, 19 sometimes, all the way to people in their 60s and 70s. And so just kind of fun. We come together. They're positive people. We enjoy the pool. We go out and about, just beautiful stuff. And so we just always want to encourage people to take time to do things that truly bring you relaxation and joy and just things that you really enjoy doing. Like I know I talk about Merle on the show, but we brought him one time to Herman on my birthday and it was just not for him. He's just not this kind of guy. And so he came once just to support me for my birthday. But I know like if I want to get to Herman, I've got to go with the right people,
Yeah, that's right. You gotta have you gotta pick out the right crew. And I think nice thing about it is too, we're so flexible. Like
Oh, we all
everybody,
are.
we bring a big group. There's no expectations. You want to go to the pool, go to the pool. You want to go to town, go to town. Like nobody cares. It's
Yeah.
fun.
So we want to encourage you guys, just what are some things that like bring you joy? Like if you think about it, are you a golfer? Do you like to fish? Are you a sports kind of an athlete kind of person? Do you like art? Do you like music? What are some of those things? Because a lot of times as adults, we get so busy, and it's no secret, I love to work. Like that's my favorite thing in the world. However, I also know there's a lot of things that bring me joy that aren't work related too. Animals and nature and the lake and that kind of stuff. And so being intentional and making sure that you spend some of your time, planning those things out, doing them, and then making them a priority. And those are what we call battery chargers, where they charge us up and they make us feel like a million bucks, whether it's people, whether it's things. And so having time each week, even if it's a little bit of time, just having those things is so important. But we're also going to talk about battery drainers. And Lindsay brought up a really good point right before we started the show about something that she's kind of going through.
So, in one of our last episodes, we talked about like things that really there was a lot going on in the world, which there always is, but it was just really heavy. And Facebook, I love my social media. I'm on it a lot, and I always knew that I was probably spending more time on it than I should be. But it was really like my challenge in that episode was cut it out, turn the notifications off, really like try to be more mindful. I literally, all I did, guys, is I went to my settings and I shut off notifications so I don't get a banner. I don't get a little red dot on my phone anymore or numbers that say 9+ that make me feel like I'm so important. All these people are messaging me or talking to me. Literally, I removed that. I hardly get on Facebook anymore. It is wild. And it has been like truly game changing for me because not that Facebook is terrible. I love Facebook for so many good things. I'll get on there, I'll share my daughter's volleyball stuff and like I'll check out stuff like that. But there were so many things that I caught myself like in the rabbit hole of politics and just the crazy, I shouldn't say crazy, but the mom like doing the crazy stuff to her kid. And like this whole world right now is just a lot of terrible things. And I would go down these rabbit holes and it did not make me feel better. So just literally turning off that notification, I don't touch it anymore. I'm literally now I'm like, oh gosh, I haven't checked Facebook today. And it's so weird. And so I don't know, like for me, it was life-changing and it was so small, so small. So I just challenge you, like if that's something that's going on with you, or maybe you're spending more time in certain things that you don't even realize you should be, like just do a small little thing and see what it happens. If you don't like it, you can always do it again. Like it's nothing hurt. So yeah, it was a big deal for me. It was a battery drainer.
Yeah, and I love that we're talking about it because we're the first to say we love social media because we can all of us can use it for communication. We can reach more people. We all are on it,
Right.
right?
I
Like
mean, we're
we
doing
use
it
it,
now.
and so we encourage everybody to use it for the good. Do things that are positive on it. Connect with positive people. If things are depressing or negative to you, you can push that little X thing or hide things, and there is nothing wrong with that. But one of our biggest time wasters online life is actually screen time. And if you're like me, and I know you are out there and you are out there, we work off of our computers,
On
whatever
our
that
cell
means.
phones
Like
every day.
we need this technology and it's beautiful and it's wonderful. But also know sometimes then when you get home, just take a break from it. Go out, take a walk, spend time with somebody, that you love. Just do things that truly bring you joy in your heart, and that's going to really recharge you. And you know what? Sometimes it doesn't even take very much of a little bit of a recharge to feel better. Just being intentional though, and taking the time is truly what matters.
And I think, and I know now I'm focusing on the phones a lot and stuff, but it just made me think, like, even when you go to dinner with my kids, like putting my phone away shows them that I am here, I'm in the moment, I want to have time with you, and I want them to put their phones away. And in those certain moments, I get it, they're kids, they're going to have their phones and stuff, but I'm truly role modeling to them that it's okay to sit and have a meal if I'm on my phone and I'm ignoring you because whatever's on my phone is more important. But being intentional and just putting it away and like having that moment of how was your day at school? Like it, do I care about the actual book maybe that my 11-year-old is reading? Probably not, but is that a big deal to him in his world? Absolutely. So let him tell me about it. Like I want to hear about those things and let him know that I want to be his sounding board too and not just be on a screen all the time. 'Cause trust me, the 11-year-old for sure is all about the games.
So many. I mean, that's just kind of the world. You think about 4 or 5 years ago during the pandemic, like that's what people had was their screens. And so we got just so
And
accustomed
that was your
to like,
social outlet.
yeah, that was the one way that you could, communicate with people. So it's totally understandable. Just being intentional is what matters. You brought up a good point. So this week, and it kind of triggered a thought in me, this week I've been speaking to leaders for a company, and we've been talking a lot about like being active and being an active listener. And one of the things that I just always want to encourage people is there's hearing, and that's just kind of letting things go in one ear and out the other, and you're not really like retaining, and you're not really like trying to understand what that person is thinking or going through or whatnot. But when you can truly give them your undivided attention and not just be thinking about what you're going to say, but truly listening, trying to put yourself in their shoes, and then what we call looping for understanding, going back in and say, okay, what did you get from this conversation? This is what I heard. And did I get it right? And then you kind of recap and you say it. And then that person might be all up in their feelings and say, oh, no, that's not at all know what I got from this
Yeah.
competition. Or they might say, yeah, we're right on target. But that looping for understanding is so huge, whether you're a parent, whether you are a leader, whether you are a person that's breathing. I feel like
Yeah.
just active listening and really being intentional about it is so awesome, because I think it's the average person, one of the studies showed that you only retain 50% of what you actually hear.
That's crazy.
And have you ever had somebody, Lindsay, that says to you, oh, I already told you that. Don't you remember? Like maybe a
All the time.
spouse or a significant other. And then you're like, no, you didn't tell me that.
No.
It's because it was important to them in that moment, but not you. And so, we just always have to remember that active listening is you have to be intentional, and it's a really good thing, and it can really connect you and grow your relationship.
Yeah. I really like the idea of coming back and having that clarification piece of it, because sometimes you literally, like, I can tell my kids something. They could hear one piece though, and they go completely one direction with it. And my purpose is to bring home a different point. So understanding and asking them, okay, did you understand? Or and even just did you understand probably isn't appropriate, because they're going to say, yes, they understood something, right? They understood what they wanted to understand. But did you understand what I was trying to say? My point is X, Y, or Z. Is that what you got from this? Like those kind of things. I love that idea, because I say that all the time. I'll have them even repeat what I say, but they probably don't perceive it maybe the way I'm like, okay, did you hear me? Tell me again. Tell me what I said. And they'll say it, but did they hear it the way I meant it? I don't know. So that's really good. I like that.
Looping to understand. So we love to give everybody a call to action, and I know we practice these things too. Whenever we do a call to action, that's kind of like our focus, and it just really helps us all grow. And so I want you guys, sometime when you are able to write something down, or if you can write notes in your phone, or just write it down, I want you to think of at least three things that you do right now that is a battery drainer. So maybe it's a certain, I mean, I hate to say it, but a negative person or toxic person in your life that drains you. Maybe it is the book of faces, as you call
The book of
it.
faith, the book face.
Or maybe, maybe it's something else that happens. Go ahead and write those things down in one column and write a minus sign at the top. And then draw a line. And then on the next piece, draw a plus sign. And then think about what are three things, or you can do more. We'd love to see you do more, that really charge you up. And that when you are doing those things, you're gonna leave and you're gonna feel fulfilled, or you're just gonna feel like you've got more to give. 'Cause that's at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want to feel like our batteries are up, because when we are up, then we
We
can
serve better,
we
yeah.
serve better, we work better, we have better relationships, we're happier, we're less stressed. There's a million great things about that. So, do that little exercise,
I
and
love it.
like I said, you can have more than three. We just want you to start somewhere. And then what I want you to do, I'm gonna take it one step further, is us, we love planners, we love calendars. Go ahead and get out your system, whatever that is for you, and I want you to look at this next week, and I want you to think about, when can I incorporate some of these pluses? And then how can I be intentional about taking out some of these minuses if I can, or limiting my time with them? Because everything in moderation in life is that's what it's all about.
I love it. Yeah, I'm already like going through all the things in my brain. So yeah, I'll be excited to catch back up with you. But please let us know, like, what are you doing? What's going on in your life? What if there's anything you guys want to hear about, or you want to talk about, or if any of these have really helped you? Like, it was my notifications on my Facebook thing was mind blowing to me, and it's so small. So I would love to hear if are you incorporating any of these things? What's working for you? What's not? Because we'd love to talk through it. Like, we are literally doing things too, or maybe you have something you're like, hey, you guys should try this or talk about that. We would love to hear from you. Follow us on Facebook. That's the best way to find us, even though we're out here telling you, like, make sure you're very specific with your time. But this is a I feel like
This is a
this
positive.
is a positive. I hope that you leave every show with us feeling much better, feeling like your battery is full. But definitely follow us on Facebook. We have a website, countrycrossroadscounseling.com. If you ever want to reach out to us, we absolutely love hearing from you. And we love guests.
We do.
We
We
love
do.
guests. Is there somebody that you have in your life that you think would be great on the show, or that has something to offer? Please let us know. Like, reach out to us, because we would love to have a guest on the show.
We can learn from everybody in this
Absolutely.
world. And we just wanted to give a little plug to mental health is really important, and it really matters. And so if you are ever struggling or ever need support, there's so many places out there. So let us know if we can ever help you. And we just want to make sure that our world and our people are okay.
Thanks for being on the journey with us.